The Steve Cochran Show.
We're going to break in here. There's a breaking story going on out of, is this New York, Tommy?
Yes, it is. Spectacular pictures coming out of New York City right now of what looks like, and we're getting initial reports, that it looks like a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
And very slow day for you, I'm told, here at WTN.
Mary, can I interrupt you? We have to get back to the situation in New York. It now looks like the other tower has been hit, Midway and O'Hare. In fact, all the airports in the Chicago area have been shut down. Now there is also a report that they're going to shut down the entire air traffic system across the country, closing all the airports as a precaution.
For years and years and years, obviously the biggest event being on that day, September 11th, 2001, Tom Peterson sat in the chair of the most important news chair in Chicago, as far as I'm concerned, that being doing the news on the morning show on WGN. And he was there to tell you the story of 9/11, as he was there to tell you so many stories. In addition to that, he roamed the halls and frightened people and yelled at me when I didn't raise the blinds when I filled in for Spike. Tom Peterson, Walk of Fame inductee this Friday.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, Tom!
Woo!
Wow.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. Congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I think this is quite an honor, and to be included with all those great people who have worked at WGN, this is really a great honor. I really appreciate it.
It's pretty special. Are you bitter at all that Dave got in ahead of you?
No, I got over it.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I'm particularly pleased to know that without you, maybe Andrea Darlis wouldn't have been working here.
That's right.
Correct. I hired that lovely lady. Yes, I did.
You certainly did. Do you remember years ago, Tom, I think it was 96, and we had attended, I think it was an INBA or an IBA convention, and I was sitting next to you, and you and I talked pretty much the whole time, and I said, I love this guy. And I would call Tom in the years after because I was working in Joliet.
Yeah, you really bugged me.
I did bug him, and I said, Tom, I need advice.
That's difficult to do.
Really got on my nerves.
No. And then you called me one day and said, what are you doing on Thanksgiving in 1997? I thought, oh, Tom's inviting me to dinner at his house. He said, no, I need you to work Thanksgiving and Christmas and Christmas Eve. And
oh, I didn't know that. So that's how it started?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And
all the other holidays, right.
Best boss I ever had, Tom.
It was a great move on my part, I think, because you've done a terrific job. You really have. And, yeah, you're doing TV. I see you on the tube. I mean, you're doing everything.
I really mean this. I owe it all to you. You hired me here. And I remember on 9/11 that morning, and you were here on the air, and I would work the night shift, and I called you the next morning. We were all calling you, and you said, all hands on deck, very calmly, everybody get in here. And
yep.
Tom Peterson was the one who said, when that plane, Steve, crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, Tom said somebody on that plane tried to be a hero.
Yeah.
Before anybody else.
I mean, on that day, if you remember, and we've certainly played the highlights here, but it was a particularly slow news period. And Spike, Tom, I think, said to you, I don't know, 30 minutes or so before the first plane hit, wow, is it slow today?
Yeah, and it was. And then, but I, you know, Steve, that's what I've always loved about being in news, is you never knew from day to day what you would be covering that day.
Right.
You could have the biggest story, you could have the dullest news day, you never knew for sure. And that day will always stand out. The other one that always comes to mind is, this is how old I am, too, the Kennedy assassination. You know, that was incredible back then. And that was way before we had all the technological advancements we have now to cover a story like that. But there were so many stories in my career that I just, you know, you look back on it and you say, well, I'm glad I was there. It was a great ride. I really enjoyed it.
What are you doing with your time?
Let's see. Spoiling the grandkids, I guess.
Good, good, good. Got one of those myself now.
That's, I know. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah. A lot of volunteer work. We got a place up in Wisconsin we go to frequently. Doing a lot of work around the house and outside and things like that. So I keep busy. And frankly, I really don't miss it that much. For a while, I kind of missed broadcasting. But now I've been out of it for, what, almost 10 years. And it gets to the point where you say, yeah, that's enough. I had fun. But now it's time to relax.
Yeah, do you miss the breaking stories? And I hate to say the word breaking because nothing's more obnoxious than the word breaking news. It doesn't mean anything anymore.
I hate that on TV. Everything's breaking, you know?
Right, right. But whenever there's a big story that happens, you know, right away, you know, I think of people like you going, oh, I bet you'd like the microphone today, buddy.
Yes, and especially now in this crazy political season.
Clown show.
A clown show. How many can they get in a car? You know, I mean, this. I think there is right now the great urge for me to say things I probably wouldn't and shouldn't have said on the air.
No, that's say it, Tom. Say it.
That's
say
the
it.
Thing about 10 years out. Now you don't have to worry about, oh, how will this affect my career? He can tell you what he really thinks. You know what he can do? He can tell you what he said to us in the hallway.
That's true. But I'll hold back. I'll refrain from, because you always had to be objective. You had to be neutral.
Sure.
You couldn't really, as a news person, you couldn't take a stand on something like that unless it was classified as purely editorial. But I would have had something to say, and I'm quite sure it would have shortened my career. Right then.
Well, Tom, you have launched my career, so many of our careers. We owe you a debt of gratitude. It is your calmness, your voice of reason, your leadership. But my favorite memory of you was at your wedding to your beautiful wife, Maria, who's a wonderful woman.
We had such a blast at
she's
the
great.
Wonderful. At Tom's.
Yep. I wasn't invited to the wedding, but
we
she's great.
We were roommates, Andrea and
I. We were in Door County. Beautiful wedding. And Tom, I know this is somewhere, but you singing Scotch and Soda at the wedding.
Don't do that again. Don't play it.
All right.
The tape's floating around here somewhere.
Oh, we should have that for Friday.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, maybe we do it for Friday because I'm the MC.
Or he could do the karaoke.
Oh, no.
You watch yourself on Friday. That may show up. Looking forward to seeing you Friday. It's an honor very well deserved. Thank you for hiring Andrea, and thank you for all the years you put in here and all the great work you did. So I'm looking forward to shaking your hand.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you Friday and all the gang down there, okay?
All right, my friend.
We'll see you, Tom.
Tom Peterson.
See ya.